Yeah, you're right.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the good night, sleep, and a little relax. All the music, appreciation podcast. We appreciate it.
Do dogs dream dreams? Do ducks have ears? Do dragons dance? Why do gophers take calls? Do gophers dress up in their dirty clothes?
D. Dogs dream of meat and their dreams are delicious. Ducks do have ears, but they don't do the dishes. Gophers dig holes to hide the candy bars. Dragons don't dance and they don't smoke cigars.
Welcome. Good evening, friends, and welcome to another episode of Chapman Harwood's Little Red Light Song Music Appreciation Podcast, where we appreciate music.
That title gets longer and longer.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We seem to remember. I can never remember that title. I just call it the podcast.
The podcast.
We just may end up eventually calling the show the podcast.
Then it gets shorter. The pod.
And then eventually, the cast.
And then,
P. P. And then eventually, T.
PT?
Yeah, for the.
Oh.
And then we'll just end up calling it.
Just that. Huh?
Welcome to.
And tonight's episode.
Yes. We're all about exaggerating to the extremes, my friends. All right. We are thrilled to be here tonight. We've got some great music lined up for you here. Before we get too wound up in everything, I'd like to say thank you to Stu and Rob. Give a little shout out to those guys.
Stu and Rob.
Ooh. Yes. Thank you, Stu, and thank you, Rob, so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it very much. And as a matter of fact, I have got a email here from Rob Myers. He sent us an email on January 28th, and I'm going to read it to you.
Rob.
Okay,
Rob.
Here we go. This is from Rob.
Rob.
Hey, guys, love the show. The rape song is...
No, actually, I think it's... Hey, guys!
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
Hang on! There we go.
I love the show. The rape song is scary creepy. I'm sorry, the rapper. Mm-hmm. I have heard it before, but it was one of those songs that I never knew the lyrics to. It was a song that was always background noise, like in a supermarket when I was a kid or was in a movie or something. And Rob, you are exactly right, my friend. You hit the nail on the head. That is exactly where you would hear that song. Yep. Getting groceries at the grocery store.
About a raper.
Uh-huh.
At the grocery store.
Buying cheese.
Well, they do say in the grocery store.
I know.
That song. That's
I know.
Weird.
It's very weird.
Subliminal message.
They don't say anything about cheese, though.
Cheese.
The cheeser. that maybe we'll have to write that. Okay. Rob goes on to say here, the chorus melody is what I remember about it. Now I'm weirded out by it. Ha ha ha. So. He Was a Friend of Mine was a song I never heard before and really liked it. I have liked The Birds, but I'm surprised I had not heard this one. It kind of reminds me in subject of the song Abraham, Martin, and John by Dion, which
I love that song.
I do too. That is one of my favorite songs. And I think at some point we might feature that because I love that song. I love the guys that he sings about.
Have
those
you seen
four
my
great
old friend
martyrs.
John?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you seen my friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? I think I saw him.
Standing over the hill with Abraham, Martin, and John.
Was he standing by himself? Are we with him?
Oh, that was embarrassing. I just forgot the lyrics completely to that song.
Wah, wah.
Yes. Well, Rob, I promise we're going to get that on the show later on.
Yeah.
But, yes, and Rob goes on, we just saw the movie Selma.
Oh, we should have saw that.
I do want to see that.
I don't think it's out yet. I don't think it's... I think it's already over, actually.
Yeah. It's about Dr. King's famous march in Selma, Alabama.
I think I mentioned that to you one time.
Yeah, I think
we should go see that and just forgot all about it.
Yeah. He goes on to say, very good movie and got me thinking about the great leaders that were taken away from us way before their time.
Yep.
And that's what that song is about. Lincoln, the Kennedys, Dr. King. Beautiful song.
Yep.
Anyway, guys, love your podcast. Keep them coming. I'm here for the long haul.
Wow, that's awesome email.
Yes, that is. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. We sure
do appreciate that.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you for listening to what we got going on here. Rob. So,
he also has a YouTube channel.
Oh, does he?
Rob's Rogues. Check that out.
Rob's Rogues.
Just type it in Google. Rob's Rogues. And what, on YouTube, excuse me.
What does he? What is his channel about?
He is actually a Batman and Robin.
Yes,
he's
I've heard of him.
Huge Robin fan.
Have you seen my old friend Batman?
I think I saw him in the Batcave with Alfred Robin and John. All the Bat fans are like, there. Wait.
Here, see my old friend Batman. Can you tell me where he's gone? I saw him wandering over the hill with
Alfred Robin and John.
Now I can remember the lyrics. Anyhow, that's cool. Yes, check out Rob's Rogues.
Rob's
on
Rogues.
YouTube.
And he also has a. Let me mention this too. I've heard it actually a couple times, and I need to listen to it more. But he has his own podcast called Everyone Loves the Drake. And
oh, really?
You can find that on iTunes. And he talks about his favorite superhero character, Robin.
Very cool.
And today he did one with Stu. Him and Stu did a podcast.
Did he really?
Through Skype.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Very so our two
cool.
people that listen to the show did their own show.
That's very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, yeah, be sure to check out their pages, guys. And guys and gals.
Yeah. There's a gal out there somewhere.
I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure.
I hope we have female listeners. This now concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Poor people with earbuds on.
Yes. Okay, well, Jason.
Thanks for the watching or listening. Oh, wait, we're not done.
Yes, we haven't even listened to the music yet.
No.
Well, Jason, tonight it is your turn to go first.
I gotta go first.
Showcase your song for this evening. What have you got lined up, good sir?
Okay, let me pull up my research here.
We're going to give you a little history about the song like we always do, then we're going to play it for you.
Is that what we do?
I think so. We don't have to.
No, that's what we do.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Let's see. Here we go. Crap. you ever heard the song Knock Knock? Who's there?
No.
No.
This is brand new to me.
Here it is. It's not. This is weird the way it's written on the Wikipedia, but was released 16th of January, 1970.
Okay.
By Apple Records.
Apple Records.
The Beatles.
Yes.
And Mary.
There's an I in the apples.
Did I say who the artist is yet?
No, you have not told us.
All right, man, I'm not with it today. So, Mary Hopkin.
Oh, yes, Mary Hopkin.
Yeah, she sang the. Those were the day, my friends. Never end.
Oh, I didn't know that was Mary Hopkins. Didn't McCartney produce a lot of her stuff?
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
I'm a Beatle.
There's an eye in the apples.
Yeah, I'm producing Mary Hopkins. I like her a lot, but I'm dating Linda Eastman. I might be married to her by now.
Married to her by now, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. I'm part of the Beatles.
I've got a hole in me pocket.
I lost my place.
Anyway, so she's saying those were days, my friends, and this is her second number one UK hit. I don't think it was really a hit here. I can't find any information on it. So if you know, let me know.
We don't know at all.
No.
Far from it.
And there was she sang this, and the version you're going to hear was on Eurovision. It was a song contest competition they had back in the day, and I don't think she won that contest. Wow, she's 64 now. That's amazing.
Is she really? Yeah. Wow.
She's still alive. So, she's a folk singer. She's from Wales. She plays guitar, piano, and vocals. She plays vocals.
She plays the vocals? Yeah. That's good.
And labels, Apple Records. Then she eventually went to Bell Records. Then her own label. So, good for her.
Very cool.
Yeah, she has her own website.
She's had a fairly successful career, it sounds like.
MaryHopkins.com. Let me see what she looks like now. No, that's not too bad, actually.
That actually is not bad.
Oh, actually, that's an 82, so I don't know what she looks like now. Let's not find out. Yeah. But.
I don't want this moment to be spoiled for me.
There she is singing Knock Knock Who's There in 1970.
Very, very pretty girl.
Yeah. Kind of like Melissa a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Like high cheeks and
yeah.
The eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
The hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, I dated Mary Hopkins.
I dated Mary Hopkins. I hope that Linda doesn't find out about us.
I got a hole in me pocket.
There's an eye in the apples.
I'm Paul McCartney. I tell that to myself.
All right, so let's play the music.
Liverpool can be a lonely place on a Saturday night. And it's only Thursday.
So,
I love The Yellow Submarine, by the way.
Good movie. We watched that together.
Yeah, it is.
Blue Meanies.
Blue Meanies.
All right, so I heard this song about a couple years ago.
Just okay.
Cruising the YouTube, and
mm-hmm.
I was listening to some French songs that I like to listen, like Sylvie Vartan, and then French girl.
Oh, the pretty French girls that smoke the cigarettes and eat the cheese and drink the wine.
Francois Hardy, like her. And then, this on the sidebar, Mary Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, heard that song, Those Were the Days, my friend.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever heard it. That was a pretty good song.
Yeah.
So what else does she sing? And then for some reason, this song, Knock Knock Who's There, I like it better than Those Were the Days, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I'm looking forward to hearing this because I have not heard this piece. And Those Were the Days, my friend, that never really was one of my favorite songs anyway. So.
You don't like that song? It's very Russian sounding.
It is. It is very Russian. Very Russian Soviet communist sounding piece of music.
Mm. Yeah.
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 Nah.
Okay. So we're just going to hear the version right off Eurovision.
Okay. That'd be fine.
Tears of rain run down my window pane. I'm on my own again. Good evening, sorrow. Sit and dream of how things might have been. And as I close my eyes, I get the strangest feeling. Knock, knock, who's there? With this beloved that's calling. The door is always open wide. Knock, knock, who's there? Now as the night is falling, take off your coat and come inside. Climb the stair and then I say a prayer for someone who could share my situation. But instead,
your thoughts.
Okay.
Well, I don't know why.
The part where he goes, take off your coat and come inside, right?
Yeah.
I walk around the house, take off your clothes and come inside. I don't know why. But so I like that song.
Yeah.
Better than Those Were the Days, my friend. I just don't know why I like that. You know, it's just one of those really catchy tunes.
Yeah,
we're probably the only people in the States at that moment listening to that.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Have
you heard it before?
I have not heard that song, no.
Mm. But please don't take off your clothes and come inside.
I had not planned to take off my clothes.
Okay, so what's your thoughts?
That's not my style right there.
Oh, that's good.
That's a very, very nice song. She's got a very pretty, clear voice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have to admit, for just a little bit there, almost kind of reminded me of something that maybe Karen Carpenter would have done a few years later.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Karen Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And Carpenter's
definitely, it's, you know, even though the tonality's different, those were the days, my friend. That's a predominantly minor key song. This was a major key. It was in a major key. In the key of D. And it was pretty upbeat and happy, but I could, you know, it had that same rhythmic feel as those were the days.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah. I enjoyed it, Jason. That was nice.
Oh, thank you.
I liked it. Oh. Now,
so put your clothes on and come inside.
Yeah.
So, you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Because I'm done.
Okay. All right. We're going to be right back after these important messages from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Dilbert Johnson. Our vacuum cleaners suck. And we suck. Oh, I can turn it on. You want me to turn it on for you? Yeah, that's right. I'm turning it on, but guess what? It don't work because it sucks. That's our motto. You come into our store and you say, hey, this vacuum cleaner sucks. And I'll tell you, of course it does. I told you it sucks. The problem is, it doesn't suck. Stupid vacuum cleaner.
The thoughts and opinions for Dilbert Johnson vacuum cleaners are the actual thoughts of Dilbert Johnson. If he tell you his vacuum cleaners suck, and they suck too, chances are, they suck.
All right, we're back. Thank you for that commercial. So, you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Look. Willing and able to rock and roll all night.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Tell me you're ready.
I'm ready.
Now look at them. Out in the podcast
can
world.
Can y'all see me?
And tell them you're ready.
I'm ready, people out there in podcast world.
Rob and Stu just screamed. They're ready.
Okay. I thought I could hear them. All right.
Let's do this.
Okay. My selection for this evening, I would like
to... Is it Charlie Brown?
It is not Charlie Brown.
Crap.
But we've got to do it. We've got to feature that in a later episode.
I really think they're saying pooping in the house.
I don't know. I think it's goofing, but...
I'm not going to look it up until we do that podcast.
Okay.
Maybe when we do the Chuck Berry podcast, we'll play that song because it's not Chuck Berry.
We'll do that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Do that for the Chuck Berry broadcast.
Or the... Yeah.
That sounds good.
I don't think we'll have a Chuck Berry podcast. We might pick a Chuck Berry song.
Yeah. We might... One of us might pick a Chuck Berry song.
Yeah.
So...
He has some good ones.
Yeah. I like Chuck Berry. He had a great piano player, Johnny Johnson.
Lucille's a good song.
Lucille is a good song.
Yeah. I think the Beatles covered that on their BBC album that came out several years ago.
Oh, did they?
I
know he had...
Some of those Chuck Berry songs starts the same, though.
Yeah, he had a sound, that's for sure.
We used it for the Richard Nixon show.
It was O'Carroll, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That sounds like...
O'Carroll, let us deal your heart away. Yeah, that's a good song.
And who pooping? No, I'm
who's always pooping in the hall?
Man, we were... Oh, yeah, I just got off track again. So, okay, back on topic. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Now, I would like to say before we get too wrapped up here with my song, Carnival season in New Orleans is upon us. Different kind of carnival. Different kind of carnival. This is Mardi Gras. There you go. That's better. That's better. Mardi Gras will be...
These episodes get longer.
They do. They do, because we get sillier and sillier.
It's later and later right now.
It is. What time? Tell them what time it is here in good old Lena, Oklahoma, Jason.
12:36 at the beep.
Beep. Beep. Okay, Mardi Gras will be soon in New Orleans, and to commemorate this annual event Orleans is all about, good times and partying, I have picked a piece by Mac Rebinac, better known to us all. Yes.
Say that three times.
Mac Rebinac. Malcolm John Rebinac, born November 21st, 1940, better known to us all as the Doctor. That magical, musical, medicating man, Dr. John the Night Tripper.
Wow.
Yeah, Dr. John.
Wow.
This is a piece that he...
Wow.
Wow. The selection I'm going to play for you all tonight is Such a Night from a live recording made with Chris Barber's Blues and Jazz Band,
mm-hmm.
recorded April the 15th, 1983, at the Marquee Club in London.
Ooh, this was a live recording.
Yes.
I like those.
This was 29 days before I made my grand entry into this world.
Wow.
So, yes, Chris Barber's Blues and Jazz Band is a fantastic group of British jazz musicians, and they play New Orleans jazz better than some of the New Orleans guys do, I think.
Wow.
They're just it was a great, great unit. This particular recording, as I say, is a live recording. Dr. John originally recorded Such a Night,
mm-hmm.
in this was from his 1973 album In the Right Place. The song really received a lot of notoriety when he performed it as a part of the band's The Last Waltz concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
I'd like to see the whole thing.
Oh, we'll have to watch it. It's incredible.
Let's watch it now.
Okay.
We're done.
We're done. Max sang and played the piano Such a Night at the Last Waltz concert, which was at the Roseland Ballroom,
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco. And it was included in Martin Scorsese's film from 1976 entitled The Last Waltz.
Oh, we just watched that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, good deal.
But the studio version is great, but this live version, I like it even more.
It's the energy. It's more.
It's the energy, yeah. And this is some pretty... Oh, well, let's just listen to it, because I could keep rambling on and on, and... The folks just need to hear the music, I think. I need a hush.
So, all right.
All right. Here's Dr. John.
Hush that muss.
Thank you. best friend Jim. Here I am and I'm trying to rip you off from him. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will.
Tripper radiating the 88s, playing some good old greasy New Orleans blues while the big old greasy fat man dancing to the big old fat greasy trombone solo. Yeah, you right, baby.
Now, I like that song.
Thank you.
So, but
I've really been digging that song here lately.
That's cool. And then you say big old greasy fat man. You know, I think it smelled like hamburgers or Cajun food, you said?
Yeah, probably some red beans and rice.
It's one of those guys you just kind of, ooh, man, you stink, but you kind of smell good.
Yeah,
for
and I
reason.
Bet he's probably lit up a little bit after having a few pints of some good home brew.
And he look like he lifts his arm and got all the sweat underneath his arm.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course, you know, it's always 150 degrees in New Orleans.
That's true. I've been that area. But yeah, but anyway, I love that song. That's a good song.
Well, thank you.
That's what I love about this podcast. You bring me songs I'd never heard of.
Well, you're doing the same thing.
Well, do I really?
That last episode we did, this was a pretty diverse episode, too, I might say. But that last episode, we went from After the Love Is Gone all the way to Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers. I mean, we went from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, that is
two opposite ends of the world.
And today we went from, once again, literally, geographically, opposite ends of the world.
We did.
From Europe, England, UK, I guess, and then to Louisiana.
I know.
Yeah,
and so. That's one of the things I think is so great about this show is the diversity of the music that we're throwing out there for y'all.
Yeah. Throw it out there. I just threw it out there again.
Thank
you. Any more comments about this?
No, that's about all I have.
Oh,
that's all I've got for
I
that.
I did like that song.
Well, thank you.
Let's listen to it. No,
all right. Yes, Dr. John, Such a Night with Chris Barber's Blues and Jazz Band from Live at the Marquee, London, England.
All right, why don't you close it out?
Close it out?
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the show is over.
That's literally closing out.
That's literally closing out. Thank you all again for tuning in to Chapman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs Music Appreciation Podcast, where we appreciate music.
Little Red Light. They get longer and longer every time.
Longer and longer.
All right. And make sure you watch Good Night, Sleep Here. And we'll maybe at the other segment, new show coming out. If you ever seen it,
it's in the works.
It's in the works. But by the time they see this, maybe they've seen it.
Maybe.
Well, you'll know what I'm talking about if it's already out. So,
goodbye.
Danny Dee, oh Danny Dee, do dogs dream dreams? Do ducks have ears? Do dragons dance? Why do gophers take calls? Do gophers dress up in their dirty clothes?
Dee. Dogs dream of meat and the dreams are delicious. Ducks do have ears, but they don't do the dishes. Gophers dig holes to hide the candy bars. Dragons don't dance and they don't smoke cigars.
Dee. Daddy dear, oh daddy sweet, do dandelions roar? Do daisies have feet? May I have a drink of water and a dish of tadpoles? Daddy, how deep is a donut hole?
Dee. If dandelions roar, then your daddy is deaf. The daisies drank the water, so the tadpoles left. Your eyes a droopy, darling daughter, and you're dizzy in the head. The toads are eating dinner, so it's time to go to bed. Little dollies.